All right, what do we got up next, Ken?
Well, we're going to be talking about our feature, spotlight feature, in the next segment.
All right, stay tuned. It's secretive.
All right, and we're back. So for our quote feature segment today, what we're actually going to talk about is a oldie but a goodie topic, which is upgrading.
Oh my God, again? We talk about this so much, Ken.
Well,
it can't be that popular.
We live in an ever-changing world, right? We've got, I don't know, what is there, 100, 200,000 companies running Dynamics NAV or old versions of Navision?
Yeah.
That are seeing some really slick functionality now in Business Central.
You know, I just say, let's just skip the upgrading process. Everybody go with the re-implementation. That's my view, right? Start fresh, start clean, and it should all work out beautifully. What do you think?
Well, that's a loaded question, is what I think. And I think you know it.
Yes.
So the reality is that there's a lot of variables that go into that decision, right? You're looking at it. Let's say you're running NAV 5.0 or 2009. Mm-hmm. And you're like, hey, we really want to upgrade to Business Central. There are a variety of factors that you have to consider, including, do I really need all of this historical data? Do I want all of this historical data anymore? Also, what level of customizations have you done, right? And will all of those need to be recreated?
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Maybe you don't know the answer. I don't know.
Stump Ken,
yeah. Is there a period of historical data that you recommend people keep their information from? Like, is there a 5-year period, a 10-year period? Or is it just whatever the company feels safe with?
Yeah, usually it's kind of like a personal preference thing. The rule of thumb, though, is generally the IRS is going to be the determining factor.
Gotcha.
And for most things,
probably
the limit is 7 years.
Gotcha.
They're generally not going to go beyond 7 years for historical purposes. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to upgrade 7 years of data into mm-hmm. your current ERP. It could be that you keep NAV available and up and running so that people can go into the old version for historical data lookup. And then you only bring over into Business Central your current data.
That's pretty common, right?
Open transactions.
Yeah.
And you kind of start building up fresh history.
But it's pretty common to have a separate version a separate version of NAV running for a period of time or whatever.
Yeah. Well, there's two ways that you can go from an old version of NAV to Business Central, right? One is let's call it a traditional upgrade. Traditional upgrade, we are going to bring all of the data and all of the customizations forward into the latest release.
Okay.
So you're not going to lose anything. The other type of upgrade is where you're effectively a re-implementation upgrade, where you're saying, we're going to just take selected data, maybe just our customers, our items, our vendors, maybe GL history, mm-hmm. maybe posted sales invoice history, but that's about it. And then we're going to just start and then bring over OpenAR, OpenAP, on-hand inventory and start fresh.
Now, to me, who is, like I said, not a Business Central power user, it almost sounds easier to do the re-implementation or the new implementation, whatever you want to call it, over an upgrade. Am I wrong on that?
Easier for who is the question, right?
Yeah.
So if you're going to do a traditional upgrade where you're going to bring over all your data and all your customizations as is, as they exist in your current version, I would tell you that is a much lighter ask of the users, the key users and the end users, because all the technical people, right, are going to work on all of that behind the scenes effort,
right,
to get the data and get the objects and the customizations upgraded. So all you're really asking of the end users is log into this newly upgraded environment and try to do everything you do today and make sure you can do it. And it should work the same. I kind of say it's apples to apples, right?
So phase one then is basically just having it run exactly the same as it did before.
Yeah, that's a traditional upgrade. You're just saying, I have this environment here. It's on this old version. I want to upgrade everything I have to the new version. And it should work. It may look and feel a little bit different because the screen changes. Different
features or whatever, yeah.
And there's new features. But what was there should work the same way. So it's really a pretty easy ask of the users to say, oh, you run this report? Go run this report. You should be able to access it and run it, and you should get the same results as you do today, right? So think about that from a mental perspective. It's easy, well, right?
Yeah, especially just with user training. I mean, there's none really.
Yeah. Correct, right. It's just the new navigation, and that's it. Now, in a re-implementation where you're saying, we're not going to bring over everything. We're going to selectively pick which pieces of data we bring over and which customizations we bring over. There's a lot more thinking that has to go on, a lot more decisions that have to be made.
Right. So is this typically where a company might reevaluate their processes and stuff?
Correct. Okay. Inevitably,
they might make some changes.
Inevitably, that's what happens, right? You go, you know what? Since we're doing a re-implementation, we've always talked about changing our chart of accounts. Let's change our chart of accounts now. Gotcha. Or we've always talked about changing how we manage sales orders or using blanket orders.
Yeah.
Let's do that now as we move into Business Central.
Yeah.
So what happens is you if you're not careful, that's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
You start to go down and now you're rethinking everything.
I was gonna say, I can imagine customer or users or businesses reevaluating different extensions or apps that they're using at the time. Maybe they want to try something different.
Exactly.
Which leads into different training and maybe and some other issues.
The whole process changes.
Right.
Right. And so you have to be now, there may be legit reasons why you want to do that or you have to do that, right? Or it's time to do it. Now, but you just have to be aware that when you do that and you say, we're going to re-implement into Business Central, just be aware that there are those decision points and things that are going to come up, and it's going to be more time consuming for the people, the decision makers, the key users and end users at the company to maybe redefine those processes, test them out, make sure they work. Whereas in a traditional upgrade where you're going, look, we're bringing over everything as is into the new version, and then maybe we'll start using some of the new features. That's way easier.
Right.
Because you're just saying, oh, if you have that field, that custom field over in the old system, it should be in the same spot in the new system.
So in terms of Nav and Business Central, then, would you say that if you're running like Nav 2015, and you have a bunch of customizations, a bunch of object changes or whatnot, and you're thinking about upgrading to Business Central, or I guess evaluating between upgrading and re-implementation, the probably the most cost-effective way from just looking on the outside would probably be to upgrade to Business Central 14 as opposed to re-implementing to Business Central 18. Right, because the customizations and everything have to be changed to extensions and
Key factor of to what version do you upgrade to or how do you upgrade is the level of customizations that exist.
Right.
If you are lightly customized or even moderately customized, I think in those cases, it may be perfectly feasible and reasonable to just build those as extensions or apps in Business Central and do that. And we've completed many of those where, to the customer's perspective, we're just taking all their data, all their customizations, and in Business Central, it's working the same way.
Right.
Now, under the hood, there's a lot of work that's going on.
Right.
to change all the technology there and everything. But in other instances, you know, where let's say a customer has been running on NAV for 15 years and they've had an in-house developer who's been building custom code, writing custom code for 15 years.
Right.
To try to take that environment and upgrade all of that into Business Central online or even on-premise as extensions.
Takes time.
Well, it's not going to be a 3-month project, right? Right. If it took you 15 years to develop all this.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. So you just need to be aware of what, you know, so the key is, right, if you're running NAV, you need to look at what are these decision points that you need to consider, and then talk to someone, talk through someone who knows NAV and talk through these options. What are the options? What if we go this way, how long is it going to take? If we go that way, what are the pros and the cons?
Now, Business Central too has made a lot of different changes and improvements, right? With upgrading and implementation, with the speed of which it you can actually upgrade and bring over your files and whatnot, right? Didn't they implement keys and
we talked about this earlier. So if you can get your environment to, if you're running on premise and you want to do a traditional upgrade, if you can get your environment to Business Central 14 on premise with all extensions and apps, you now can run the cloud migration process to go to Business Central online. So what I think has changed in the last year is there's a lot of development environment and technology changes that Microsoft has implemented that makes it almost a no-brainer to go to Business Central online, where once you're running Business Central online, you never have to worry about upgrading again.
That's a gutsy statement.
Right. It is. And
probably one you might not have made.
And we've, a year or two. Again, we've done this multiple times.
Yeah.
It's, I have confidence in it. And Microsoft with version 18, one of the key things. So if someone says, you know, someone says, well, why a year ago, someone told me that we could never go to Business Central online, that we should be running on premise. I would tell you that there's really only a couple reasons why you would ever not be able to run Business Central online. One is you're a governmental agency, right? And maybe you have ITAR, military requirements, security requirements that does not allow you to run on a multi-tenant cloud environment.
Yeah.
So,
but you could possibly run hosted like on Azure,
yeah,
right?
Correct. Okay. You could run Business Central, quote, on-premise,
yeah,
running on a private Azure cloud server. Yeah. The Business Central online environment that's updating automatically every month, right? There are certain organizations, if you're selling products to the military or your governmental agency, you can't do that.
Yeah.
The other reason would be that
internet connectivity, if you're out in a dense area.
That would be one, right? Yeah, you don't have you need real-time access to the data. And you can't be reliant on the internet to access your data.
Yeah.
Now, the one thing that we used to say, now you really shouldn't go to Business Central online, is if you had a lot of custom fields in your database,
right,
and then you had processes or reports that were based on those custom fields. Because up until Business Central version 18, we couldn't add custom keys or indexes to standard tables. But now with version 18, we can.
That's huge for time-wise.
Huge. So if you have 1 million entries in this table and you've added a custom field and then have a report that's based on that field, we now can add a custom key to that standard table. And that report now will run in 30 seconds instead of 3 or 30 minutes. Right? Wow,
that's amazing.
And then the last thing, the last legit reason that you may not want to go to Business Central online is if you have some sort of integrations where you are using SQL Server tools for that integration, like SQL views or SQL triggers, or just a direct SQL queries and gotcha. Edits where you've written code. Because with Business Central Online, you have to use the web services and APIs. So again, when would we say don't upgrade to Business Central Online? It would be large integrations with using SQL Server, needing SQL Server database right. access, unreliable internet access, or the first one I said
was the object or the I can't remember either, to be honest with you.
Oh, you're a governmental agency.
Oh, government. Yeah, there
you go. Governmental agency. Yeah. Yep. Now, the third reason, the only other one, which again, Microsoft is addressing this, is you have a huge database, right? There was a limit on the database size, and Microsoft was kind of charging an arm and a leg if you wanted to add gigabytes to your database size. They've restructured all the pricing, which makes it now totally reasonable. If you've got a 400 gigabyte database, it's now significantly. Yeah.
They even have bulk pricing,
right? Yeah. Bulk pricing. Yeah. So that's not a factor. Large customizations with indexes on your tables and needing those, that's not an issue anymore. So the farther we go on every day or every release, the less and less reason there is that you would want to continue running Business Central on-premise.
Yeah. So right now then, as let's just say as a NAV 2015 or 2016 user, really your first thing that you need to question or decide is, do you want to end up keeping objects in your customizations and moving to Business Central 14, which would be the latest release date, or do you actually want to spend the time with the re-implementation and changing those customizations to extensions/apps and moving to a later version and also possibly a cloud version.
Yeah. And that's still in many cases, what you just said is upgrading to Business Central 14 and getting onto a supported release with a lot of cool new features, by the way, from what you had in your current version. And then planning on a future move to Business Central Online 18, 19, 20. That is a very good solution for a lot of companies, especially bigger companies with
endless amounts of customizations, right? Not changes.
Yeah. So that's a legit option.
Yeah.
So I guess the takeaway is, you know, here's my takeaway.
And I'll give you mine then.
Nope. If you're considering upgrading and you're looking at making a decision, I wouldn't just, if someone says, here's what you should do, and this is really the only option that you have.
No.
I would dismiss that.
Yeah.
Right. I would at least ask for the backup to say, why do you say that? Why is that the best decision? And what other options are available? Because there are options. There's pros and cons, and you have to weigh those benefits and the risks and make a decision that's right for your organization.
Yeah, don't be afraid to ask, right? I mean, as partners and people who have been doing this for a long time, you kind of get set in your own way sometimes, and you automatically think that you know exactly what's best, but you might not. So my takeaway on this is, though, a little bit different than yours, and that is the cloud is here. It's the future, and you're probably going to be on it at some point within the next 5 to 6 years. So if you're listening, get ready for it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be going away anytime soon.
No, not at all. All right,